Penguin Random House Audio presents Too Tired to Fight. 13 Essential Conflicts Parents Must Have to Keep Their Relationship Strong by Aaron Mitchell, Master of Arts, Counseling Psychology, and Stephen Mitchell, PhD. Read for you by the authors with Leanna Bertrand, James Foey, Jay Myers, and Henriette Zutomu. This is the author, Aaron Mitchell.
To our kids.
It is our privilege to get to know and love you.
To the moon, buddies.
Mom, our ama forever, you taught us the superpower of repair. Stephen, you make everything better.
Aaron Ann, it has always been you.
Before you listen to this book, we ask you to consider the words fight and conflict. As you consider these words, remember they are just words, though they can be very powerful. As you consider them, notice what happens to you, for you, in you, and around you. What does fight mean to you? What image comes to mind? What is your knee-jerk reaction to being invited into a conflict? How do you perceive these words? Your experience matters and will inevitably shape how you approach conflict and the content in this book. In this book, there is no room for anything that remotely looks or feels like abuse, physical, verbal, or otherwise. This book does not address abusive relationships. If you and your partner are currently engaging in fights of that kind, you should seek professional help immediately. Everyone deserves safety. Everyone. Finally, all of the following case examples are fictional couples and are not based on any specific couple we have worked with. They are compilations of themes we have heard from the hundreds of thousands of couples we've had the privilege of interacting with over the years.
Part 1. Why conflict is good for your relationship and how to do it the right way. Introduction. What kind of couple relationship do we want to have? Imagine a situation where you find yourself pushed to the breaking point. Maybe it's first thing in the morning. You're up with your child several times during the night. Now you're exhausted, getting breakfast ready for everyone, when your partner comes into the room and casually says on the way out the door, "Hey, I think I forgot to tell you, but I have a work trip the last 2 days of this week." Can you feel your body tense just imagining this scenario? You feel your insides turn, your blood boil, and a deep feeling of loneliness wash over you. Over the course of your parenting journey, you felt more and more disconnected from your partner. And this is just one example of many in which you feel unseen and unknown by them. How did you get here? You set out to be a harmonious family, happy, unified, and strong. You want your kids to learn what a healthy relationship looks like by observing the two of you together. You don't want to fight. Yet as time passes, you find more than anything that you're just trying to make it to bedtime without irritating the other too much. Now imagine that instead of absorbing the surprising news into your body and getting hot with rage at your partner, instead of erupting in anger, you choose a different path. You use this difficult, challenging, and yes, irritating moment to instead find connection. You work through this difficult situation together, and in so doing, model conflict that leads to connection for your kids. Seems impossible, right? It doesn't have to be.
We are Aaron and Stephen Mitchell, partners in life as well as in our business, Couples Counseling for Parents. Parenting changes even a strong relationship in all sorts of ways, and even couples who are on solid ground before the kids arrive can feel absolutely rocked and unsteady afterward. This isn't easy, but it is normal. We have talked with thousands of couples over the years, and all of them have experienced this disconnected feeling at one point or another. When they share their hopes and dreams for their family with us, we hear over and over some variation of these two statements. One, we know our couple relationship is the foundation of a healthy family. And two, it's harder than ever to make each other laugh and enjoy each other's company now that we're dealing with the day-to-day drudgery of parenting. You are not alone. Parenting can be messy and unpredictable. It can also bring you closer together as a couple, if you let it. What these couples are really saying to us is, in the midst of all this stress, we're struggling to remember we like each other. Can you help us? We have three kids of our own. We know these struggles firsthand. We know the amazing upsides of parenting, the quiet moments of sitting down together and reveling in the beauty and wonder of the children we are raising. We also know what it's like to lose our patience with our kids and with each other. We know what it's like to look at each other and say, "Really? You're tired? Well, let me tell you about my night." We know what it is like to feel like the person you want more than anyone in the world to understand and empathize with what you're going through for some reason just doesn't. But thankfully, we also know what it is like to regroup as a family and a couple after these moments and talk about what it means to repair. Take a moment and reflect on the following. What do I want for my family? What kind of relationship do I want to model for my kids? What kind of relationship do I want to have along the bumpy, beautiful road of parenting? When my kids are grown and out of our home, what kind of relationship do I want to have with my partner? If you're like us, you want to show your kids how to support and love one another on the good, bad, and truly awful days. You want to show them their parents can have a conflict with each other, but that the partnership can still remain strong even amid disagreement. And you want to remain close with your partner, even in the midst of those chaotic parenting moments, knowing the two of you are ultimately on the same team. This is why we wrote Too Tired to Fight, to help parenting partners transform these messy moments of conflict into experiences of healthy resolution and repair, and to give couples the skills to turn conflict into connection.
Who is this book for? Too Tired to Fight is for all parents in romantic relationships looking for health and connection. Maybe you bought this book in the middle of the night when you were the only one awake feeding your baby, feeling alone and unsupported. Maybe you're a couple with older kids and you realize you have been waiting and hoping your communication would get better once they got a little more mature, but the problems remain. Maybe you bought this book because the resentment you feel toward your partner is eating away at you, and you worry that your marriage is going to crumble under the weight of it. This book is designed as a tool for you to work through conflicts with your partner and come out on the other side feeling connected and stronger than ever.
How do I use this book? In part one, we're going to talk about fighting once kids enter the picture, why it seems to happen more, and why it feels so different. We will also enable you to view conflict as a signal that you and your partner are trying to connect. Then we are going to give you our tried and true equation for engaging in healthy conflict, the conflict to connection equation. This will be your guide to resolve conflicts in the moment as you're experiencing them. Then in part two, we'll walk you through the 13 most common conflicts we've helped countless parenting couples through, hot button situations that turn so many couples sideways, like the stop micromanaging my parenting conflict, the I'm more tired than you conflict, the sex life, what sex life conflict, and the I'm carrying the mental load conflict. In each chapter, we'll introduce you to a couple and their experience with this conflict, what the trigger to the conflict is, why it's important to engage in it, and how this fight often goes wrong. These case studies are based on compilations of stories we've heard from the hundreds of thousands of couples we have had the privilege of interacting with. Then we'll take you directly into a counseling session between us and the couple in trouble to show how the conflict to connection equation can transform these fights into healthy conflicts that lead to lasting connection. At the end of each chapter, we offer sample scripts to give you a handle on the "but how can I actually say that" question that inevitably arises when we consider having an old conversation in a new way. We will also provide questions to get you reflecting and connecting to yourself and your partner. Finally, at the end of this book, we have a quick guide to how to engage in conflict in front of our kids, sample scripts for addressing the conflict with our kids, and sample scripts to address the repair with our kids.
The ultimate goal, not being too tired to fight. We want you to come away from Too Tired to Fight knowing you're not alone when seemingly small things can turn into stuck communication patterns, resulting in dead-end dialogues. The solutions we present in this book will allow you and your partner a better option than just trying to make it until bedtime. We are sure that you can find connection through the conflicts you will inevitably face as parenting couples. We also know that after you practice these communication skills with your partner, you'll have a better sense of how to know and love your partner, and in return, be known and loved by your partner. You also get to model healthy communication for your kids and enjoy laughter with your partner again.
Chapter 1. Why we fight more and differently after kids. Parenting changes everything. Let that sit for a moment. Becoming a parent has changed your life in beautiful and wonderful ways, as well as in ways that are just plain hard. Change brings stress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?